Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering how gestures work on a smartphone. You constantly use your mobile phone but fail to observe its remarkable features. It's like we are taking this magnificent technology for granted. Similarly, when I was using it for sharing my podcast on social media platforms, I was amazed that I'm able to switch through apps and engage with thousands of people all just by swiping my screen. I began to imagine and thought how mobile companies have developed this technology. IBM is often recognized as the creator of the first smartphone, dubbed Simon, which debuted in 1994. Despite its innovative features like a touchscreen, email functionality, and basic apps such as calculator and sketchpad, Simon faced challenges, including a short battery life of around 1 hour. Regrettably, it didn't gain much traction in the market and was discontinued after roughly 6 months, with only about 50,000 units sold. We all thought that Apple was the first to bring this technology, but here we are not noticing that IBM had launched the concept of touch long back. As you progress through this technology, you have noticed that the growth in the research and development is at an exponential level, something beyond our imagination. And this very imagination led to the creation of more sophisticated touchscreen smartphones. Touchscreens and multi-touch interfaces have become ingrained in the core vocabulary of human-computer interaction, shaping the design of the future user interfaces. Similar to how keyboard and mice revolutionized interface language, touch interfaces have left a lasting impact. The technology behind this is actually simple. The touch screen consists of a transparent conductive material sheet, and a small current is passed through it to create a static field. By measuring the current at each corner of the material, you can detect touch events. When an object, such as your finger, touches the screen, it forms a capacitor with a charged plate. Analyzing the charge in the capacitance at each corner helps identify the touch location, which is then reported to the central computer. However, this capacitive touchscreen method has limitations. It lacks accuracy and can't register multiple touch events concurrently. In the 1990s, touchscreens gained momentum with devices like Apple Newton, featuring resistive touchscreens. Early PDAs, or personal digital assistant, merged with cell phones, but stylus reliance and desktop software emulation limited its usability. The iPhone revolutionized touchscreens in 2007 with accurate, multi-touch screens. Using capacitance sensing wires, it allowed precise gestures like pinch to zoom. The iPhone introduced PhysioList software, where virtual objects behave intuitively, reshaping human-computer interaction. Other systems like Android and Windows Phone followed suit. But the iPhone set the standard for form factor and design language. And that's how the touchscreen revolution is progressing. I remember there were kinda cool mobile phones, like touch and button phones combined. There were also some funky phones where you swipe the phone up and it picks the call up. I have seen this type in the TV serial called CID, where ACP Pradyuman uses this kind of phone in some of the earlier episodes. There is no stopping from growth, and so does the technology. What might be its future? multi-touch screens are poised to advance in resolution and multi-touch capability. But the focal point is increasingly directed towards the software innovation. Google's Material Design Initiative is a pivotal step in this direction, aiming to establish standardized UI interactions across diverse platforms. It seeks to streamline user experiences by introducing intuitive guidelines and cohesive design language. This approach builds upon the foundation laid by iOS, refining and extending its concepts to ensure consistency and ease of use across software ecosystems. Looking towards the future, the evolution of human-computer interfaces faces a significant shift with the emergence of immersive technologies like virtual reality and augmented reality. Platforms such as Oculus Rift and Google Glass herald the new era of spatial computing, challenging traditional touchscreen paradigms. The goal is to seamlessly integrate touch interactions into three-dimensional environments, overcoming hurdles such as arm fatigue and ensuring intuitive usability. While touch interfaces provide valuable insights, the transition to immersive interfaces presents unique challenges. Issues like the text input methods, ergonomic considerations, and optimizing user visibility in AR and VR environments are still being addressed. The necessary hardware to facilitate these interfaces is undergoing development, with significant progress expected within the next 5 to 10 years. In retrospect, these advancements may evoke a similar sense of awe as the introduction to the iPhone, marking a paradigm shift in human-computer interaction. As we continue to push the boundaries of technology, the design paradigms of the future are poised to redefine how we interact with digital interfaces. I'm sure you got value from this episode about how gestures work on a smartphone. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.